with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Police say a gunman opened fire Thursday at Florida State University, killing two people and wounding at least six others. The 20-year-old gunman is the son of a sheriff's deputy whose former service weapon was used in the shooting. The two people who died were not students at the university, but the shooter is believed to be a student. Five people were being treated at Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. A continuing battle over the detention in El Salvador of Kilmar Abrego Garcia between the judicial and executive branches of the United States government.
The justices largely threw out an emergency appeal filed by the Trump administration that itself was seeking to throw out a lower court order in favor of the man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The government says that he is a member of the MS-13 street gang, although his attorneys dispute that. And in a lower court ruling, a judge found that there was no evidence that he was a gang member, in addition to which the judge found that he was sent to El Salvador, even though he had an order from an immigration judge that said sending him to El Salvador would expose him to possible persecution by local gangs.
Correspondent Mark Sherman reporting, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he was denied entry into an El Salvador prison on Thursday while he was trying to check on the well-being of Garcia. President Trump is blasting Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates.
We have a Federal Reserve Chairman that is playing politics, somebody that I've never been very fond of, actually.
Powell was initially nominated by Donald Trump in 2017. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 527 points, the NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P up by 7. This is SRN News. The White House is observing Holy Week with presidential messages and events.
The period between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday is especially meaningful for Christians, and the White House is marking the occasion.
The White House Faith Office has put together an extraordinary week-long celebration currently underway for Holy Week ahead of Easter Sunday.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says in addition to President Trump's Holy Week proclamation, the White House hosted a pre-Easter dinner with religious leaders on Wednesday night. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The president of the Religious Freedom Institute is urging the Trump administration to address religious persecution in Nigeria. At least 40 people were killed when Muslim gunmen attacked a Christian farming community last weekend, the latest in an increasing wave of violence in the West African country. David Trimble is calling for strong leadership from the United States. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks rose, but the worst drop for United Health Group in a quarter of a century kept Wall Street in check. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, even as three-quarters of the stocks within the index climbed. Another drop for NVIDIA helped pull the NASDAQ composite down 0.1%. The Dow slumped 1.3%. That was almost entirely because United Health Group plunged 22.4% to its worst loss since 1998. That's after a weaker-than-expected profit report. Treasury yields rose following a mixed data on the U.S. economy. The Dow down 527 points to close at 29,142. The NASDAQ lost 20 to 16,286. The S&P 500 gained 7 points to 5,282. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.